Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our guest this week, Tom Namy. Tom is a good friend and a brother from the Detroit area, a Chaldean Catholic, a very active Catholic layman, a longtime businessman who a few years back retired from work. But he's telling us his story, which is an amazing one. And if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week so far, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on the computer, download them on whatever device works for you. You can listen to them at your leisure. You can also download the Renewal Ministries app so you can get at it whenever you'd like to, all the programs that are there. But Tom told a story Monday about how he, because of rage and violence and competition and things in him, he ended up in jail. And while he was in jail, he shared yesterday, he began to turn his heart to the Lord in a way that he hadn't really up to that point in his life fully. And the Lord slowly began to work with him, because Tom was a guy who was going to services, going to Mass on Sunday, but was trapped in anger and revenge and unforgiveness and the kinds of things that touch so many people's lives and block the work of God. But he began to just open his heart. He was challenged by a deacon to really start crying out to become Christ-like, and he began to do it, and the Lord began to use him. And he was just about to share at the end of yesterday's program the story of being invited to go to a Life in the Spirit seminar. So welcome back, Tom.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for having me again.
No, it's great that you're here. It's just a joy. And so why don't you go ahead and just share what ended up happening at that point then. You're in prison. And
so I'm having these dreams with the Lord. It's been now, it's 99 now. It's not 98 anymore. It's been almost a year of prayer and surrender, asking forgiveness, asking for God to heal my enemies. And now the dreams and all this, and now they say, we're going to have Life in the Spirit seminar for 7 weeks. And I was the first one who signed up. So I signed up for Life in the Spirit seminar. We're talking this and that. And I'm sitting there at the Bible study. I'm second to last. There's like 45 men. 35 men signed up for the Life in the Spirit seminar. I'm second to last, and I look up, and I see in real life, the heaven opens up, and I'm watching it like a movie, and there's the King of Kings sitting on the throne. And there's Jesus. He's beaming in power, authority. His face is radiating like the brighter than the sun. He's got an amazing crown on his head, and he's got a rod of solid like gold, look like a missile. He's holding it, and I'm looking up, and I'm just mesmerized by the vision I'm having. I said, Lord, you know, I'm not telling nobody about what I'm seeing, because if I tell them what I'm seeing right now, they're definitely going to think I lost my mind. They'll take me to the mental institution. I did. Yeah. Yeah. And then the next thing, I'm just watching his view, and I'm enjoying it, and now I see him in his glory, and then a laser light beams down from heaven right to my heart. And then when it hit me, Peter, I knew who God was. I didn't need a Bible. I didn't need nobody to tell me. I felt more love at that second than anything I have ever encountered in my life. My tears started to flow. I think I had a heart transplant at that second. My heart was changed. I started to cry. It was hard for me to cry. And then I didn't want men to see me crying. I didn't want them to think I turned soft or something. I tried to block it out. I just wanted to leave the room. And in that instant, I had a vision of all these horses and ponies are running down in this valley. And I'm watching like a video, and I knew God was saying, this is how I created man. Different color, different size, different shape, and I love them all. And I knew who God was. The God is the God of love. I loved there. And we started praying, 13 men. We would go out to yards, and we would sing and praise. Two of them were guitarists, Dennis Burton and another guy, Mark. They would bring out their guitar. We would sing and pray, and we would take one page of that book and read it every day. And the irony is, when I walked into Jackson Prison, I used to watch those Christians or other groups singing about Jesus and stuff. I used to cuss them out. I used to call them all kind of names. and I would degrade them, and not what was happening to me. And I was one of the guys now that was singing about Jesus. I felt the peace, I felt calm, and every day. And then my little cousin died. My little cousin died, Lance, and I went to church. And Mary, who was one of the volunteers, walked up and she said to me, "You, the Lord has a message for you. Where there is death, there'll be life. Where there is sadness, there'll be joy. And the veil of sadness will fall off, and God is going to put a crown of glory upon you." I was like, "What does that mean?" She said, "I don't know, but that's what the Lord told me." I was like, "You got to be kidding me, right? You speak to the Lord, but you don't know what he says?"
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, she's got some bad bananas she's been smoking, you know? And I was like, okay. So we go through this 7 weeks, and then I wake up one night, I'm preaching divine healing. And guess where? At ECRC.
What's ECRC?
Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center.
Was this a dream you were having in about that?
Well, I'm having a dream. Now, the center we didn't buy till like 2007. But I'm already there, and I'm preaching there. And I look at all these Chaldeans there, and the Lord says to me, "They don't believe I am God. They're going to die in their sin." And I'm preaching. I said, "Why don't you believe?" I mean, I'm screaming. "Why don't you?" I thought I was Baptist for a minute.
Yeah.
"Why don't you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord? Don't you know that he's a Savior? He's the second person of the Trinity. He is God." And while I'm preaching it out, my body's rising. My head is hitting the ceiling. And I'm looking down on everybody, and the Lord said to me, "They don't believe I can heal them, Tom." I said, "You don't believe in the signs and wonders, the omnipotent power of healing. You're going to die sick. You're gonna remain sick." And I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm screaming my lungs out.
In your jail cell, did you have anybody living with you in the jail cell?
My buddy, Ray Akrawi, is sleeping. I look up. I go, "Man, thank God this guy didn't wake up, because if he didn't walk up, he would have thought, definitely this guy needs to go to the mentalist institution. Anyway, so I go to church, and there's this Michelle, one of the volunteers. I go, "You would never believe what happened last week. I was preaching divine healing in my dream." She said, "Be ready, Tom. God's going to use you to be a preacher." I said, "Are you kidding me? I don't know one word of the Bible." She said, "It don't matter what you know. It would matter that you surrender. He will do it through you." I said, "Let it be. Whatever the Lord wants, it shall be." So 7 weeks go by. I get joy in my spirit. It's filling up. I see Archangel Michael come and takes me in the dream. You think it's a tunnel that you go through, but actually you leave your body. And when you come out of your body, the darkness of sin all behind, and the glory of God, the light draws you to him. So I see Archangel Michael, and he's as beautiful as can be, like 15 feet tall. And we go to heaven. I stand before the glory of God, and I'm just praising God. "Thank you, Jesus, that I'm here. And thank you, Lord. I can't thank you enough. I'm not worthy. Thank God I'm not going back to earth. I'm not, you know, I don't want no more part of this prison. I'm done with life. And thank you, Lord." And Archangel Michael says to me, "You know, you talk too much. I got to tie your tongue and listen."
You gotta tie. He needs to tie your tongue so you can listen. Okay.
So he ties my tongue, and I'm just standing there. I can't remember what he says though. And then he unties my tongue, and I start singing before the Lord in this ancient Aramaic tongue. And I started singing Yahem Yahweh Yahweh, and I started dancing before the Lord. And I woke up. I was, you know, speaking in tongues. That was the first time I woke up speaking in tongues. Another time I woke up singing in tongues. I was singing something about Christe, you know, in Italian. I was singing in Italian, and I haven't taken up Italian yet, you know.
Yeah.
So it was great. And then we go to church, and the last day, the end of 7 weeks, the day before, one of our Jewish brothers found a rosary in the wash. We had these big giant washers and dryers. Mm-hmm. We used to wash hospitals and mental institutions. We used to wash their clothes there. And he found a rosary, and he came up to me with like, "Tom, you're Catholic, right?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, you want to buy a rosary? I said, go get it. No thoughts, no hesitation. I knew that was a gift from God, that I'm going to get a gift tomorrow. So I said, how much you want? He said, $4. So I gave him $4 in stamps. I held it in my hand. I said, tomorrow I'm getting a gift. So we go to church. It's always at night. He said, look, I can't hear 35 confessions. I don't have time. But I want you to walk up to me and give me one big moral sin in your life, and I'll give you an absolution. And I walked up and I said, Father, I've always been very prideful and very angry, and I want the Lord to take it away. So he gives me an absolution. He anoints me with oil. And then we leave church, all of us, after we got done. The volunteers broke up into three groups, 5, 4, and 2. And the first group that prayed with me, there were 5. One of the girls was speaking in tongues. And I noticed the back of my head went numb and my left leg went numb, but nothing spectacular happened. But I had an urge to sing this prayer about the Holy Trinity. And when I was in Baghdad on the run from, I wasn't going to come back. And I used to hear this priest every Sunday, he would close with it. And all of a sudden I had this urge to sing it. And I started singing it quietly, softly. And then I looked up, Mary and Michelle were standing by themselves and nobody was there. So I went there and I said, I'd like to get prayed for. They said, didn't they pray for you? And you never believe, Peter. I said, I'm thirsty for the living water. That came out of my mouth. I didn't even know what that means. And they laughed. And I was wondering why they're laughing. And now I look back and I know, because that means you want the gift of the Holy Spirit. They laid hands on me. Nothing happened. We all left. And the 13 guys, all of us, were gathered together. What happened? I go, nothing. What happened to you? Nothing. What happened to you? Nothing. I'm still the same old Tom.
Yeah.
So for 16 years, I didn't go to breakfast. I used to buy peanut butter honey from the store. My family would send me money, and my friends and family, and I'd buy peanut butter. Every day I had peanut butter and honey, and I'd buy this 2 ounces bag of coffee, instant coffee. I would go downstairs, get hot water. Well, the next day, my bunk is sleeping. I got my earbud. I got this 10-inch black and white TV I'm watching, and my bunk is sleeping. And I grab my hot water. I go upstairs. I'm slapping the peanut butter on my sandwich. I'm slapping it on. And I heard the newsman say something about God. All I heard was the word God. And Peter, as soon as he said the word God, the Holy Spirit came in the cell like a windstorm. And you could hear the sound of it, the echo. My bunk is sleeping. I'm thinking, how on earth can he not hear this? And that was the beginning. And the Holy Spirit came. And I'll tell you the rest of the story hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, friends, I'm so delighted that Tom's able to be here with us, and I've known Tom for a long time, and he's a deep man of God, a man of great character, and he's also a sign of what the recent popes have described, the grace of the charismatic dimension of our life, the Christian life that we received in baptism and confirmation needs to come alive so that the gospel can go to people, even in prisons, and Tom's got more to share with us tomorrow. Hope you can join us. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.